There's a lot on TV, and you can't possibly keep up with all of it, even though you should, because what else are you going to talk about?
You knew that guy just threw his poop on you.
Nothing.
Weather's nice.
It's time for the next episode with Sabrina.
Hey, are you ready for the next episode?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Next episode brought to you by Home Loans Radio and homeloansradio.com, but most importantly, that mortgage guy, Don. Whether you're refinancing, buying your first home, or just curious about, I don't know, either, go to homeloansradio.com. Listen to the Home Loans Radio show and tell that mortgage guy, Don, what's up from the News Junkie and Sabrina. 47 years ago, 1974, this cat right here, this cat right here.
Garfield.
You know him, you love him.
Heathcliff.
He didn't hump a cow, but he might be the guy's cousin. A dead cow.
Mary White? No.
Tom Green was the one who humped a dead cow.
Mama's on your leg. Green.
That is right. Come on.
Hey.
It's Al my
Green.
Nickname.
Oh, man. We need to
she
be
tried so many ways to get us to the finish line there, Sean.
I'm sorry.
We just weren't having it.
It keeps me quick and sharp.
To the Al Green estate, I apologize profusely.
I feel like Sabrina would be a good partner in Catchphrase.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. I couldn't say the same for his ex-girlfriend, because it was 47 years ago today that Al Green was attacked in his bathtub by an ex-girlfriend who killed herself after pouring scalding hot grits on his back.
My God.
Supposed to add cheese, not human flesh. She shot herself with his gun. Her death is what they say led him to turning his back on pop music. So let's stay together. If not, I quit. This is almost so ironic Alanis wrote it herself. But one of the main members of this band right here.
Yeah!
We have weird letters in our name.
Boys and Motley Crue.
That is correct. And singer Vince Neil was rushed to the hospital Friday night after a bit of a spill after a solo gig in Tennessee. He was performing the Motley Crue song, Don't Go Away, Mad, Just Go Away. And I guess he did just that. So if you're watching on Facebook or Twitch or YouTube or wherever, take a look at this spill. And then I'm going to play for you the big announcement by the bassist shortly there afterwards. Vince took himself a bit of a tumble. Solo starts. He wants everyone to start clapping. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, man.
And he disappeared.
Wow, he just straight fell off that stage.
Whoopsie. So according to the bassist, Vince wanted to keep playing. It's just he can't play with broken ribs.
Oh, that's not good.
But I'm going to tell the truth. The truth is Vince fell and broke ribs when he fell.
Oh,
he can't breathe. Gonna get dealt with medically. Now that sucks for us and him. He was so excited to be here. He lives in Tennessee.
He does.
But he was willing to stick it out, tough it up when the pair of people back here don't do it. Let's have one good round of applause, please, for this guy that's fucking
here.
Yeah, all right.
Can't breathe.
Come on.
So what are we gonna do? We're gonna rock out.
We're gonna do one thing as a tribute, and every one of you sing so he hears it when he's getting taken out. You ready?
Taken out?
Here we go.
Wow. Speaking of being taken out, the show has not even started. America, you got talent? Not good enough anymore. Let's take it to the mother effing extreme. And then let's stop production because some guy almost died. It hasn't even aired yet and has already lived up to its name. This past Thursday, a contestant almost died after a stunt went wrong. Stuntman Jonathan Goodwin was strapped in a straitjacket and suspended upside down 70 feet in the air as one does.
All right.
The car, I guess there was a car on either side of him. They were rigged to swing towards him, crushing him, as long as he did not get out of the straitjacket in time.
This wasn't even when they were filming, right? It was like I think it was a rehearsal or something, right?
I'm not seeing anything about rehearsal. Very well could have been, because it's not the footage from the show itself.
I mean, they did have, I did see footage of it, but I think it wasn't during, I think the show might be live or whatever, I don't know. But they were saying, like, this is him, he was, like, getting ready for this, and it was, like, a big-time stunt.
Huge. So he underwent surgery at last resort. He was still in critical condition in the trauma ward. No word on the extent of his injuries, but he was just, oh, yeah, you're right, practicing the stunt when the accident occurred. 41 years old, and since then, the AGT Extreme has been temporarily halted.
Damn.
They have some of this footage, and I mean, guys, lucky that he even survived, and honestly, kind of lucky. Would it have been better if it was live? That would have been weird. They would have gone right to commercial, right?
Would have been better
for
the
prime,
show.
It's a primetime television show. They can't show anyone dying, could they? Did you want to show the video?
I was no, trying to, but it...
it's been deleted.
Yeah, it doesn't show.
It's too extreme.
Up.
Way too extreme.
Yeah, no, they literally took it down. Oh, here it is on top. This is it right here, if you want to watch.
Dun, dun, dun. So that's him hanging straight jacket style.
All right, between two cars.
And the cars come.
Oh, no!
My gosh!
And so he did not get out in time.
That's bad. And those two cars hit him, exploded.
Because I thought... I see right there, you might have to slow it down, but he pulls this cord to lift him up, and I feel like that was in case of emergency, and it still dropped him in between the two cars.
Yeah, right when it exploded, too. That's tough. Damn. Jesus, right there.
Look,
that's him right as the cars are coming together.
To a quick recovery for Mr. Jonathan.
He was in the middle of a fireball.
Does he win? Does he get a second chance?
I think he should.
I have no idea. Hey, bitch. Hey, punks, y'all like bowling?
Sure.
Yeah, well, if...
For soup.
Apparently this gal right here...
Gross.
...thinks that you should suck a fart if you do.
This.
I've heard the song a million times. Did
Ariana
not know.
Grande.
It is not...
Dua Lipa.
No.
Demi Lovato.
Zara Larsson?
Oh, yeah, she was a Disney star. I had a kid, guys. I had a son. He watched Disney Channel.
At least that's, I guess,
Go
what
be
is
a
being.
Soccer player.
Zara Larsson thinks you could, you should die if you like bowling. That's what she's inferring in her
aggressive.
Most recent Instagram story updates, in which she goes long and hard against both the concept and the act of going bowling. Shall we dive in?
Sure.
There's something about bowling and like going to a bowling alley that I absolutely cannot stand for the life of me. Some would even use the word hate for my feelings towards bowling. I would seriously like someone 13% less if they're going on a date and they suggested, let's go bowling. Are you effing serious? It's making me super sad, miserable even. Bowling is not something I do. I don't even know where these feelings come from. Why am I hating it? I'm not good at it. It's so scary to me when people are good at bowling. Anyways, have an amazing night.
Okay.
Yeah, so Zara, I don't know who the hell you are or why people think you're important, but stupid take, go away.
Whoa!
Bowling is fun!
This is the mouth of their generation. Gen Z no longer wants to bowl.
That might be true, I don't know.
I mean, I don't mind it. I wasn't a bowling club for quite some time. And sometimes I don't like to stick my fingers in weird holes and wear ugly shoes. So, what are you gonna do? What I am going to do is...
Saturday's your Saturday.
Start watching this show right here.
Succession.
That is right. And it's about to be Sexy Session. Because there is a new vibrator teaming up with Cam Soda, teaming up with Succession, so that every time Greg appears, it starts to vibrate.
Wow. That is particular.
And mind you, this is part of a cast series with this vibrator. They do things like cryptocurrencies. Like, if you have a cryptocurrency you love, it'll start to vibrate when it starts to peak in its price.
All right.
Also, Super Bowl and World Series, and now Succession, every time Greg comes up. So if you want to buy Greg the Egg, Google it, because it's now available for you. The Boob Tube, while you're at Google, you could do that. But follow your dreams. And me on Instagram, @SabrinaAmbra. And stay with me, America. Smoke weed every day.